we need to completely change our idea of animals. Completely. And when you're as sensitive as I am, you can sit there with a herd of horses and you feel the gift that they're giving you, which is more precious than anything. It's a soul gift.
Welcome, loving viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring professional telepathic animal communicator, Billy Dean, who for over 30 years has communicated with thousands of animal clients from around the world. Ms. Dean, a filmmaker and actress, is also the author of several books, including Secret Animal Business, which is about the vital roles animals play on our planet. One of her documentaries, Finding Joy, which she wrote, directed and starred in, won the Australian Film and Television Industry, or AFTI, Best Actress Award. A strong supporter of animal rights, she and her husband operate Ballyoncree Animal Sanctuary, the home of 7 vegan dogs and many other rescued animals. Today, in the first of our two-part presentation, Ms. Dean shares with us how she first found out that she could communicate with animals.
When I was growing up, I was very, very sensitive, and I couldn't understand why other children would hit trees and shrubs, and I could feel this pain. And that is telepathy. You can feel it in your body. And I could hear them, you know, the pain that they would feel. And I'd be going, why? Why do people do that? Why can't you feel it? And I couldn't understand why they couldn't feel as I could. And it would be the same with the cats and the dogs and the horses. I could feel the pain in the horse's mouth with people pulling on the reins. There'd be words too, and it'd all just be sort of flowing and become sort of an intuitive whole. And it wasn't only animals, it was trees and it was stones.
And so has this been a big blessing for you?
It has been a blessing, but it's also a bit of a curse, because there's a lot of pain out there and you feel it. Oh, I live outside a country town. I can't see the trucks go past without crying because I feel all the distress of the stock, the sheep and the cows and even horses going off to the abattoirs. It's constant pain in our society at the moment. It makes me want to be an agent of change. And I think that if you can hear and you can sense the world of animals with their silent language, if you can understand it and you know that they're sentient beings with a psychic and spiritual life, then you do want to walk a more compassionate path, and you want to see the way that we're interacting with animals to be better. And quite frankly, that's what the animals want too. You know, they're kind of over us, treating them like, as they call it, slaves.
According to her insights, gained through telepathic communication, Billy Dean has discovered that cows and bulls play an essential, magnificent role on our planet.
I'm writing a new book called The Deep Peace Project, because a lot of people talk about peace, and we haven't got peace. But The Deep Peace Project is the story of how I wanted to go more deeply into my own peace for the planet, because we have to be peace to create peace. And then in the book too is understanding that we have to have peace for all species in order for there to be peace, not just humans. It's about being peaceful inside and really coming to that place of trust, surrender, love and joy and compassion, and true acceptance of where everything's at, which is why, you know, the beautiful trees and the animals don't go into how bad things are, again, because their souls are at peace. So this was a bull, and he lives in WA, and he's a gorgeous bull. And so this is Bullwinkle, very wise. He said, why does an animal have to be of use? Why does an animal have to be a slave? Why does an animal have to be of service and sacrifice to humans? He wanted to change the entire paradigm. He says it's really distasteful to know that one is going to be eaten. He said he has come in with a higher consciousness and he recognizes his person as a soul partner with higher consciousness as well. He said this meeting of souls was predetermined. He then showed me his strength and his connection to Mother Earth, and he said he and his kind can be a healer for mankind. We can be seen as emissaries of love and the deep feminine of the earth in a strong male body. These are bulls. He says it's time for respect for the animal kingdom if humanity is to walk forward and that life as we know it is about to change. But we have to make the change. He said the symbol of the bull is one of strength and majesty, which he embodies. But the connection they have to the mother is deep and tranquil, and it is this tranquility that they can offer humans.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, bull healing, cow healing. And it's just beautiful. They're in sync with Mother Earth, but they have to wait for us. And this is why, you know, I'll call them shamanic teachers. They keep pushing us. Push, push, you know, come on guys, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing that I find is that so many people are unaware of their beauty and their majesty and their magnificence that they miss the wonderful wisdom and teachings. So on one level, yes, we have to change our eating habits, we have to stop, we have to start treating them as equal species, you know, that share the planet with us. We have to come into much more right relations with the animals of the world. And the animals in our home, our companions, they're not toys, they're not pets.
Billy Dean believes it's essential to respect the lives of all animals on Earth, even the smallest insects.
Before I mow the lawn or do anything in my garden at home, I try and send out messages to any lizards or insects, warning them that I am going to be in the environment and changing it. Is that a good thing to do?
I think that it's important to warn them, particularly the grass that you're mowing as well, and ask them to withdraw their energy so that the energy goes right down into the ground and so that they're safe. And yes, asking all the animals and beings and insects, all of life, to get out of the way so that they're not harmed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just letting go and asking spirit to step in. There's so many angels and beautiful spirit beings and guides around. I think that it's really important to be conscious of all the smaller forms of life. But it's important because each life is important, and it's important for their soul journey, and it's important for ours. So it's really important that we act compassionately.
Did you have any messages that you've had from the animals or the plant kingdom that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, so many. So many. I'd like to read this little bit from Louis the dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is in my book, Secret Animal Business. And it sort of fitted in with what we were talking about. Louis showed me himself as a wise man, a teacher or a sage, and he'd been a father once to this person. When I asked him what he had to teach her in this life, he said that love is all, truly. Love is everything. Humans often really don't know what it is to love unconditionally. In this way, they are our children and need to be guided. This is why we often come in a cute and cuddly form to show them the way. So I asked Louis for a message for his person Susan, some guidance that she could use. Tell her that wearing dresses doesn't make a woman. A woman is female, the divine feminine. This is lost from the earth right now and needs to return. What is divine feminine? It is love. Heart consciousness, intuition, intuitive guidance, listening, respect, honouring. On earth, there is a lack of balance, and the scales need to be tipped in the balance of divine feminine. In a world of compassion, there is no suffering. He said that hate and anger were not the key. Love was. So, there you go, from the dog's mouth. They're wonderful. So I think that, you know, the big message is love and compassion and forgiveness. And, you know, to start dreaming in a beautiful world of peace by becoming peace. And that means peace for all species, not just us.
Does adopting a vegan diet affect our relationship with animals? Do our animal companions have a favourite colour? What surprising activity would they most like us to do? Please join us again tomorrow as Billie Dean offers her insights into these and many other aspects of animals' fascinating inner lives. For more details on Billie Dean, please visit www.billiedean.com. Books, CDs and DVDs by Ms. Dean are available on the same website. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. May all beings on Earth enjoy abundant, healthy and peaceful lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.